U.S. corporations are doing business around the world, of course, and many are worried that anti-Americanism might affect their business. A German bicycle maker stopped buying American parts as a protest against the war in Iraq. Demonstrators have targeted some large American multinationals. Some firms are watching to see what happens next, even though their overall profits have not been affected. Here's NPR's Jack Speer.
In recent years, scenes like this one outside a McDonald's restaurant have become increasingly common.
Shut McDonald's down! Shut McDonald's down!
However, while U.S. companies in the past have been singled out by protesters concerned about issues such as globalization or animal rights, recent surveys suggest a new wave of anti-Americanism is building, much of it centered around U.S. policy in Iraq. NOP World, a market research firm, recently polled people in 30 countries. It found the number who say they like and use American products is down. At the same time, the number who view Americans as arrogant is on the rise. Nicholas M. Parado is a professor of management and a research fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford. He says even if company sales haven't yet been affected, he's concerned about what might happen if negative attitudes persist.
If people abroad view Americans and American culture as less honest than others, less reliable than others, less trustworthy than others, at what point does that transform to a distrust for the companies that have the American brand?
So far, that doesn't seem to have spilled over to too many U.S. companies. Package shipper FedEx is an example of one company that's doing just fine. Despite the political climate, FedEx recently raised its earnings forecast for both the first quarter and for the year, in large part due to strong international demand. Some smaller U.S. multinationals also say their sales haven't been hurt. Purifil is a mid-size American manufacturer that makes air purification systems and does business in more than 60 countries. Hoshi Daryawala is the company's overseas sales manager.
I cannot clearly pinpoint one customer who may have left us or expressed a very strong anti-American feeling or anything of that sort. You know, you have to be more cautious when you travel. Your comments have to be a little bit more guarded than they were in the past. But we as trained managers, I mean, we rarely comment on anything that's this delicate of an issue.
But Daryawala, a native of Bombay, India, says in less formal settings, the talk does on occasion turn to the current political climate.
Over dinner, of course, there are a couple of exchanges. Normally a client would say, you know, so what do you think? Would President Bush be reelected? And what is the overall mood in the U.S.? And it's more of they want to know what the common American is going through.
And business leaders say those discussions with their overseas clients can at times get fairly heated, something that has one American ad executive worried.
It seems that around the world it has become politically correct to dump on the United States.
Keith Reinhardt is chairman of DDB Worldwide, the country's fifth biggest ad agency. He founded the group Business for Diplomatic Action to try and combat negative stereotypes about Americans.
The reason we've named our organization Business for Diplomatic Action is that it is not about making propaganda or about making advertising or making films. It is about actions.
But beyond common sense advice, such as urging Americans traveling abroad to avoid use of profanity or not to wear their religion on their sleeve, it's not clear what other actions U.S. businesses can take. The group admits there's not a lot companies can do, for example, about geopolitics. However, in an increasingly global environment, U.S. firms may have little choice but to seek to deflect criticism. U.S. companies currently export an estimated $1 trillion in goods and services a year. Coke and McDonald's alone last year spent roughly $1.5 billion marketing their brands overseas. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.